Okay, so let's pick up from the Gemara and Daf. Where are we? Daf Tzadi Dalet or so, right? Daf Tzadi Dalet and Aleph towards the bottom.
Four lines up.
Yeah. About four lines up from the bottom. Most recently, what we were talking about yesterday, we talked about the six descendants from Rus and how each of them had six brachos. We went through David and Mashiach and Daniel, Hanan, and Shaul Azariah. And we went through why isn't this safer. That involves all of the episodes that were orchestrated or involved in Nehemiah. So why were they named after? Why wasn't the Sefer named after Nehemiah? Then we talked about how Daniel versus Chagai Zachar Melachi. Then we talked about how Chizki was supposed to be the Mashiach, but he didn't sing Shir, so ultimately so that didn't happen. And the arts popped up and said, "Have I sing Shir? I'd be more than happy to." And then we talked about how there Amar Shomer Asa Boker Vagam Laila, right? That the Geula can come, but there's got to be Lila first. There has to be Galus. But in Tevayun, Bayu, Shuvah, Isayu. But if you want, you can do Tshuva, and that could bring the Geula a little bit faster. Then we talked about Yisro, about what's this Vayichad Yisro. And then we talked about how we have the story of Chizkiah versus Sancheirav, right? We have Chizkiah, who's apropos, because he has his eight names, to go up against Sancheirav. Then we talked about how Sancheirav came in, and we wanted to know, where was he? Where did he exile that Sarsaphus? And so we said that we had a couple of bins, our slug, or Africa, or Afriki. Presumably that's Africa. Okay, fine. So let's continue from four lines up from the bottom. The Tachas Kvodot. We're in the middle line. Are we all together? Okay. Fine. So here's the pasuk in Yeshaya. So. All right. So just a little bit of a backup for the story. Okay. The story is like this. Sancheirav. Right, this is like a number of the things that we're going to be doing, is that the same story that we find in Nachum one place will recur or we'll find in a different context elsewhere, right? So usually it'll usually be in roughly 2 to 3 places. So for these stories, let's say with Sancheirav, they appear in 3 places, right? One is in Malachim at the end, where it talks about the whole story of Sancheirav. The other place is in Yishai, because the relevant Navi who lived at that time, who was involved, was Yeshaya, and then so we find his nevius regarding those episodes, and then we find them also a short synopsis or something in Divrei Hayamim. So very often what the Gemara will do, and you'll see, we'll be bouncing in between those three places, in between Psukim in Malachim, and the Psukim in Yeshaya, and the Psukim in Divrei Hayamim. That's going to continue over the next couple of days. So that's what one of the sheets that I handed out is supposed to line up all three contexts that we have for certain parts of the story. Okay. So just the basic gist of the story is like this. So Sancheirav, as we'll see, was given or felt that he had the permission to come and attack the Jewish people, to take them over, to put them into exile. And he comes in and he takes over the Aseres HaShvatim, right? And then what happens is that he comes back and he feels that he's entitled to take over Yerushalayim, right? So he comes into Yerushalayim. He comes to take over Yerushalayim. And when he comes, in the middle of the night, right, there's his whole army is totally wiped out, right? They're burnt. The whole army is burnt, and we'll see how badly they were burnt. So ultimately, Yerushalayim is safe. But in the meantime, what happened over there is that there was this pandemonium going on. And we discussed some of the story earlier in Sanhedrin, where Sancheirav sends people, right, namely Rav Shakeh and some of his other generals, to go and communicate with the Jewish people. So he sends Rav Shakeh over, and we said Chizkiah in turn sends over his people. So one of the people who we mentioned earlier was Shevna HaSofer, right? He comes up earlier in the Masechta, but we just had him where in the third parak, right? So Shevna HaSofer is one of the people that sends over, and they're supposed to be talking to each other and reporting back to base. So Rav Shakeh is being mechayev from God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where we have all the makaris in the seventh parak for what one of the things that you're supposed to do. How we know the makaris for doing kriya, when you hear it, from whom you hear it, right? If you're supposed to be doing it standing. So among that story, so that's what we said, is that they're communicating, and Rav Shakeh relays from Sancheirav, he says, you guys should know, right? So first he starts communicating in Hebrew, and they ask him, right, Shevna HaSofer, ask him, would you please just do me a favor and not communicate in Hebrew, because we prefer that there's a private conversation. He said, no, I feel this is relevant to all the Jewish people. I want everybody to hear what's going on. And he basically says, he's Mechayev from the God of Shem Hashem. And he says, you should know, you guys got no chance against us. We've taken over everybody else, and you guys are going to lose. And your God is going to lose, and Chizki is not going to, and Chizki's not going to win. And that's also where we have the story that we have in the third parak. Okay. So, either way, so they come back home, and they report the news to Chizkiah, and Chizkiah talks it over with Yeshaya, and they dive into Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Malach comes and wipes out the entire camp of Sancheiriv in the middle of the night. So that's why yesterday we talked about how Sancheiriv was Sichas Ariv, so that was one of the Pshatim, right? That Sancheiriv was Sichas Ariv because his talk, meaning the talk that was sent, that speech that was sent through Rav Shakeh, was quarrelsome, right? He wanted to rile up the people. Okay. So now, in the Pesukim, when the Pesukim talk about that story in Yeshaya, so it says, V'tachas kvodo, yekad, yekod, kikod eish. So underneath his kavod, it burned a burning, kikod eish, like the burning of a fire. So what does that mean? So Amar Yochanan, tachas kvodo, it means underneath his kavod, below kvodo manch, but not kvodo manch, kikod Rav Yochanan. The word Rav Yochanan says, karib da hakiyad Rav Yochanan, karib le namani, that he would refer to clothing as michbodasi, or michbodasai. The things that give me honor. In other words, that when it says kivoto, it doesn't mean, now, if it would mean kivoto mamish, that would be referring to, so in this case, when it says tachas kivoto below kivoto mamish, so if you take a look at Rashi, the way the Rashi explains it is to kivoto mamish, mashma bisaro the gufa. Okay, so therefore tachas kivoto would imply it's beneath the guf and the flesh, meaning to say that it's the neshama that was inside the guf that was burned up. Okay, so now, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't that their bodies were actually burned up, it was just the neshamas inside that were burned up. Rabbi Lazar Omar, tachas kavodo mamish. It was tachas kavodo mamish, kisreifas b'nei Aaron, that everything beneath, underneath the clothing was what was burned up. Just like the sreifas b'nei Aaron, malahalan sreifas, neshama v'guf kayim, afkan, oh I'm sorry, kisreifas b'nei Aaron, malahalan sreifas neshama v'guf kayim, afkan, sreifas neshama v'guf kayim. So fakar, I'm sorry, the other way around. Okay. So Tana Mishmei, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Paro Shechirif Ba'atzmo, so Paro, who was a Mecharif, personally, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimenu Ba'atzmo. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pay him back, he paid him back personally. Sancheirev Shechirif, Aidei Shliach, so Sancheirev, who was a Mecharif Shem Hashem, threw a Shliach, right, because he sent Rav Shekei. So Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimenu Aidei Shliach. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pay him back, he paid him back through Shliach. Namely, right, that was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went in, down into Mitzrayim, wiped him out. And when it came to Sancheirev, there was a Shliach, the Malach Hashem, who went down and wiped out the whole camp. Okay. So Paru the Kasid Ben, Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma Vakala, who is this Hashem that I should listen to his voice, right, that he was attacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. So Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimenu Ba'atzmo, Dersiv Ainera Hashem as Mitzrayim, B'so Chayam. That Hashem personally, literally means stirred them up, right, shook them up, inside of the sea. Ziv, the Balzik writes, Darachta Bayom, Svesach HaKomer Mayim. Okay. So Sancheirev, but what about Sancheirev? The Ziv, where we find in the Balzik, now we're jumping into Mulachim. So in the Pasuk Malachim, where it says, "Biyad Malachecha Charafta Hashem," in hands, through the hands of your Malachim, through your hands of your messengers, you were Mecharif Hashem. So Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu Menu Ayde Shliach. So also Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he had to pay him back, he paid him back through a Shliach. The Chesiv Ayitzi Malach Hashem Vayach Hamachaneh. There was a Malach Hashem who went out and hit the camp ashore. Mea Ushmona B'Chamisha 185,000 people were killed. Okay. Rav Chanina Bar Papa Rami, he says, Ksiv, on the one hand, we find in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, where it says, Marom Kitzo. Uksiv, but then we find in the Pasuk in Malachim, where it says, Malom Kitzo. So what's Pshat? So Amar also Rush, but Tchila, after Dira Shamata. First he says, I'm going to destroy the Dira Shamata, V'achakach, Achrit, Dira Shamata. And then I'm going to destroy the Dira up above. Okay. Amar Vishubon Levi, my Ksiv. What's this pasuk over here that we have from Malachim, where it says, "Ata hamibaladi hamibalade Hashem alisi al hamakom hazeh," is without Hashem that I went up to this place lahashchiso to destroy. Hashem amarilite is Hashem who told me alei al alhar, let's go up to the land hazeh lahashchiso and destroy it. So wait a second, what is this exactly? It sounds like he somehow had the consent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and attack the Jewish people. So Mahi, what is? Now this is the, obviously this is the, so Mahi, what is this? The Shama Lenavi, the Ka'amar, because he heard Yeshaya saying the following Nebuah. He said, Ya'an, ki ma'as ha'am hazeh esmei hashilah, because this nation reject Maas is like a lashon of rejection, that this nation rejected Esmei Hashiloach, the Mei Hashiloach, Hahochim La'at, which go slowly. We'll explain what this means in a minute, together. Umesos Esratzin Uben Ramayahu. And they rejoice instead with Ratzin Uben Ramayahu. So what is this? So Amr Yotzin. So, just before we go through the parashat pasuk, so what we're basically saying right now is that Sancheirev had the go-ahead because he heard this nevuah from Yeshaya saying, oh, it's because this nation rejected the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that that's why Sancheirev is given the green light to go and attack the Jewish people. So I'm revealing it. Umalei Targum at the Haikra, if not for the Targum and that pasuk, lo havi yadana mekam. I wouldn't know what's going on in that pasuk. What's the Targum? So here's the Targum. Chalaf dekatz amahadein b'malchusa, the base of it. So chalaf is because the cuts that it was disgusted. So chalaf dekatz amahadein, because this nation was disgusted, b'malchusa de base David, by the malchus of base David, dimdaber lahom benayach, that led them, daber, like an Aramaic, daber, or like what you have at the beginning of, where is it, for the Targum, for lo nacham derechatz plishtim. So the Targum for Nacham is Dabar, right? That it's a lashon for leading. So the Medabar Lahon Benayach, that he led the Jewish people Benayach, gently, Kimei Shilucha, like the Mei HaShiluach, the Nagdim Benayach, which flow gently, V'Israel, and instead they wanted B'Ratzin U'Bar Ramayah. Instead they wanted Ratzin and Bar Ramayah. Okay. So, that's what we're saying. In other words, they rejected the Malchus from David HaMelech, and we're going to say that that's referring to Chizkiah. Instead, they chose to side with the Malchus for Ratzin and Ben Ramayah. Okay, so Amar Yochanan. Ma'adav said, what's this pasuk in Mishlei? Me'eras Hashem beveis rasha, unevei tzadikim yivorach. So Me'eras Hashem, the curse of Hashem is beveis rasha, is in the house of the rasha. Unevei tzadikim Yivarach, and the dwelling place, the house of the tzaddikim, is blessed. So what does that mean? So Me'eris Hashem beveis Rasha, who is that referring to? Zeh Pekach ben Remayahu. This is Pekach ben Remayahu, Shahaya Ochel Mem Sa'a, goes those who would eat 40 Sa'a of pigeons, B'kinuach Suda, for the dessert of the meal. So that seems to be quite a lot. Now, the way the Rashi explains this is that this is part of the curse, because he couldn't be satiated. He kept eating and eating, and even though he ate so much, he wouldn't be satiated. Unevei tzadikim yivarach. What does that mean? Ze Chizkiah melchuda. This is Chizkiah melchuda. Shaya ochel litra yerek b'suuda. He would eat a litra yerek b'suuda for his whole meal. Okay. So now how are we plugging this? In other words, the Jewish, if you put two and two together, what we're saying is that the Jewish people preferred Pekach ben Remayahu, the Melech Yisrael at the time, who was not a good king. And they chose Pekach ben Remayahu and his habits over Chizkiah and his habits. Okay. Bilachin, hinei Hashem ma'ale aleihem esmei hanahar ha'atumim v'arabim esmelech ashur. So here we go. This is, now we're jumping into Yeshaya, where Yeshaya is saying, therefore, because of this, the mei hanahar are going to bring up, Hashem is bringing up over you, ma'ale aleihem esmei hanahar, is bringing up the river waters, ha'atum, the strong river waters, Barabim es melech ashur. Uksiv, v'chalaf b'yuda shatav, v'avar atzavar yagia. So what does this mean? So it sounds like, and we'll explain this in a second, it sounds like he did have the green light, right? It sounds like because the Jewish people rejected the Malchus Beis Avon, because they rejected Chizkiah, therefore, melech ashur, Sancheirev, is entitled to come in and attack the Jewish people. So if that's the case, Elamai Kamiyanush, where did he go wrong? Why did he get punished? So the Gemara says, Navi aaseret hashvatim esnabei. The nevuah that Yeshaya was saying was with respect to the aaseret hashvatim. Ihu yavdaite al kula Yerushalayim. But he, Sancheirev, thought that it was also pertaining to the rest of Yerushalayim and all of Yerushalayim. Okay. So that's where he went wrong. In other words, he had the green light to go and take over the aaseret hashvatim and exile them. He did not have the green light to subsequently go in and try to attack Yerushalayim. So now, Ba'Navi, V'Amalei, so the Navi came and said, as follows. And again, this is a continuation of the same parak in Yeshaya. Ki lo mu'af la'asher mutzal kalot. So literally, that means, ki lo mu'af, like a lashon of ayef, of being tired. So it was not tired, la'asher mutzal kalot, to those that oppress him. What does that mean? Amar Rav Elazar bar Barachya, Ein nimtzar am ayef betorah biyad mi hametzakla, or mi metzakla. That the nation that is ayef betorah, that's tired out from Torah, will not be given over in the hands of mi hametzakla, those who oppress her. So as long as the Jewish people are holding tight to Torah and tired and learning and being amal betorah, so then they can't be handed over into their oppressors. Okay. So now, if you keep reading, from the, again, continuing from those psukim in Yeshaya, my ka'es harishon heikal, artzas v'lun v'artza naftali, v'ha'acharon hechbet. So at first, it was light, when he was going into attack, artzas v'lun v'artza naftali, v'acharon, but the later ones, hechbet, were heavy, derech yam eivar hayardin, galil hagayim. So what does this mean? So the Gemara explains, lo karishonim, they are, these ones are not like the first ones, meaning the current population that you're trying to attack now are not like the first ones, meaning like Narsesar Shvatin, Shehekalu Me'aleim Ol Torah, who lightened upon from upon themselves the Ol Torah, the Yoke of Torah, Avol or Elach Kachronim Shehekbidu Aleim Ol Torah. They're like the latter ones who it was heavy on them, the Yoke of Torah. They did have the Yoke of Torah on them. And therefore, because they have the Yoke of Torah on them, they are therefore worthy of a nace happening to them, just like those who passed over the army. So, im chozer bo, so if Sancheriv turns back, muta, then great. V'im lav, and if not, ani eselo gilil bagan. I will make him like a pile of dung among the gun. And that's how, now, that's how that fits into the pasuk of, again, ka'is harishon heikal, artzas v'ulim v'artzas naftali. Initially, the first ones, they were like the Zebulun and the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali, where you were able to infiltrate and take over the Eretz Shvatim. But these guys are not like them. Achron Hishbit, they're heavy. So Derech Yom Eivar Yarnei, just like it happened to the Eivar Yarnei, to those who crossed over the Yarnei. And if you don't turn back, Glil Hagayim, you'll be a pile of dung. Okay. So the Gemara continues. So here, now we're jumping in to the Psukim in Devar Hayom. So Achrei Hadvarim Vahem Asayla, Basam Cherev Melech Ashor, Vayavo b'Yehuda, vayichan al ha'ar mehbetzuros, vayomer lebikam elam. He said to breach them. So now, what's going on? Again, it says, Achrei hadvarim v'ha'emes ha'ela, after all these things, basam kher melech ashur, vayavo b'Yehuda, etc. So, hai rishna l'hai pradashna, this is the, rishna is literally a gift. So he's saying, this is the gift for this emes, for this truth that he said before. Is it because of this emes by Fiske that's why Sancheriv is coming? How does it make any sense? What's the emes that follows? How do you read the pasuk? After it's by emes Ela, so after this emes, so therefore Sancheriv walks in. So what it means is as follows. After it's by emes, what is that? So Amar Avinu, v'achre shekafatz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nishba, v'amar, I amino lei l'chizkiya, ma'asino lei l'sancheriv, v'masarno lei b'yadcha. If I tell Chizkiya that my sina leila sancheirev or masarna le biyadcha, that I'm bringing in sancheirev, so hashta amar, he'll tell me lo gubin, I don't want to deal with him, lo biyatusivin, and I don't want to deal with his fright. So miyad kavetz hakadosh baruch hu, so therefore hakadosh baruch hu jumped the nishba and he swore to my sina le that he was going to bring him. Shenemar nishba Hashem tzvakos leimor. So Hashem swore, saying, "Im lo kasher dimisi ken yihay." So it's definitely going to be, but kasher yaasti he's coming, it's definitely going to happen. L'shbor ashur ba'artzi, to smash ashur in my land. Val haraya v'senon on my mountains, I will crush him. V'sar me'aleim lo, and remove from upon them his yoke. V'savlo me'al shechmo yosron, and his burden will be removed from on his shoulder. Okay, so Amar Yochanan, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo sancheret v'siyato. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that Sancheriv is going to come along with all of his aides. The Ye'asa Eivos, and they'll be made into an Eivos. An Eivos is a trough. L'chizkiyahu l'siyata. That, in other words, when the whole army is wiped out, and so then your animals will be able to eat up all of their corpses. Okay. So now the pasuk continues. From the pasuk, now jumping back into Yeshaya. V'yayomahu Yasur subalo me'al shechmecha, v'ula me'al tzavarecha, v'chubalo me'nei shamen. Again, v'yabayomahu, it'll be on that day, yasur subalo, the burden will be removed, me'al shechmecha, from upon your shoulder, v'ulo and his yoke me'al tzavarecha, from upon your neck, V'chubal ol, and the harm of his, of the yoke, mipnei shaman. Well, all of this stuff will happen, it will be removed because of the shaman. So what does that mean? So Amar Yitzchak Nafka. Chuval ol shal samcheret, mipnei shemeno shal chizkiyahu. What does this mean? It means that the chuval ol of samcheret is going to be removed because of the oil of chizkiyahu. What oil? Shayadolik bebatei knesios bebatei midrashos. That he was kindling in the batei knesios and the batei midrashos. Ma'al. So what did he do? Not Chereb al Pesach Beis HaMedrash, he jabbed the sword into the ground by the entrance of Beis HaMedrash. V'amar, he said, Kol mi she'ena osik v'Torah, any person who doesn't engage in Torah, yidaker v'chareb zu, is going to be stabbed with this sword. Batku mi don, that bear shavis, and check from don to bashera, v'lo matu amaretz mi gavas v'ad antifres, there was no amaretz from gavas until antifres, v'lo matu tinok v'tinokas, ish v'isha, there's no child, girl, or boy, or a man or woman, Shaloha Yubikim the Hogan's Tum of the Tar. In other words, he turned the entire country into Tamid Khan. Bal also Hador Hu Omer, and about that door, about that generation, said, Bahayobayomahu Yechet Ish Eglas Bakar, Ushate Song. You keep reading the Omer, and it says, Bayobayomahu Yekomakomashiya Sham Elif Geffen, that wherever there were 1,000 vines, the Elif Kesef, that were valued at 1,000 Kesef, La Shamir, the Lashayas, yeah, would be left for thorns and weeds. Shamir is thorns and chayas are weeds. What does that mean? That Afal Pisha Elif Geffen, the Elif Kesef, even though everybody had all this property, the Shamir, the Lashayas, yeah, everyone was so busy learning that it was left for weeds and thorns. Okay. So the Gemara continues. We have the next pasuk. The Usaf Shlaltem Osef. Hachasil. What does this mean? Hachasil is literally a locust. Usaf shalachem, and gather your booty. Oseif hachasil, the gathering of the locust. So, Amar lahem Navi Yisrael, is fushalachem. So when this whole episode happened, and the whole camp was totally destroyed by the Malach, so the Navi tells to the Jewish people, he says, is fushalachem, go ahead and gather your booty. So Amru lo, so they said to him, livzos olach, to plunder this, or is this to ration it out? So he says, Amar lahem, goes in Achasil. No, this is mamish just like when the locust comes in. Ma osef Achasil, kol ech ve'ech la'atzmo, everybody just comes and takes. So Ashlachem kol ech ve'ech la'atzmo. So everyone also should just come and take. So the Gemara says, Amar lo, ve'alom mamon aseret ha'shvatim on bo. But we know that they conquered the aseret ha'shvatim. So there's all this aseret ha'shvatim money that's also in there. So how can we take that? So Amar lahem, so he said back to them, Kemasak gavim shokate bo. Kemasak is like the roar, givim, of the waters, shokate bo, rushing in. So what does that mean? Ma gavim halalu malinasa adami tumulatara, just like these waters can be metahir, somebody who's tame, malinasa adami tumulatara. So akmamonam shal Israel, so also the money of Jewish people, kimin shenafa biyadav tuchavim, once it falls into the hands of the Rabbim, it's ironic, but it's Matara that money. And therefore you're entitled to take it. Okay. Amar of Huna. Are we good so far? Okay. Amar of Huna. Esra Masos, Nasa Osa Rasha Baosa Yom. There were 10 travelings that Rasha traveled on that day. Shenemar. And the Pasuk says, Ba Al Ayas, he came by Ayas, I'm sorry, Ba Al Ayas Avar, I'm sorry, Baal Ayas, that's what it is. Okay, Baal Ayas, Avar b'Migron, he passed by Migron, L'michmash, Yafkid Kilav, he entrusted his Kalim by Michmash, that's 3. Avru Ma'bara, they passed by Ma'bara, Geva Molon Lanu, so by Geva they lodged for the night, Charda Harama, Rama number 6, tremble, Give Asha'ul Nasa, Asha'ul fled, number 7, Sahali Kolev, and then we say, cry out your voice, Baskalim, which is number 8, Baskalim, cry out your voice, Hakshivi, Laisha, Laish, people of Laish, listen, pay attention, Ania, Anasos is distressed, that's number 10, Nadada, Madmena shook, Yoshve, Hagevim, Heizu, and the residents of Gevim were mobilized. So, now, if we count it up again, how many do we have? We have Ayas, Migron, Michmash, Ma'bara, Geva, Raharama, Geva Shaul, Baskalim, Layish, Anasos, Madmena, and Gavin, which is 12. So the Gemara says, you told me 10. So Hanituva had them, that's a lot more than that. So the Gemara says, no. Sali Kolech Baskalim, what that means is, Navi who de Ka'amr Law the Knesset Yisrael. It's the Navi who is inserting this line as a comment to Knesset Yisrael. Tzali kolech baskalim, cry your voice baskalim, meaning what? Bitul shall Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the daughter of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, sha'asu mitzvos kegalayam, who did mitzvos like the waves of the sea. Hakshiva Laisha, listen Laish. So that takes off one from the list. Hakshiva Laisha, Laish, listen. What does that mean? Mehai lo tistafi. From this guy, Sancheirev, don't be scared. Ella istafi in Nebuchadnezzar. You should be scared eventually from Nebuchadnezzar, Rasha. Dimatil ke arye, who is compared to a lion. Shenemar, Ola arye me subcho. A lion has gone up from his den. Okay. So one more. Mai aniya anasos. What is this that anasos was in distress? So Asid Yirmiah ben Chilkiah. So Yirmiah ben Chilkiah, who is from Anasos, is going to come Misnabe, and they change it to Allah. He'll prophesy in you. And again, that's why they flipped around. So it's not really Asid Yirmiah ben Chilkiah from Anasos to Misnabe Allah. The Chsiv Divrei Yirmiah ben Chilkiah ben Menachon Masher ben Anasos Baretz ben Yamin. So therefore, it's just parenthetical notes within this pasuk. So now we just took off three from the list. So me dummy, wait a second. Hasam Ari Hacha Laish. Wait a second. You told me that one of the things that allows me that the Navi's keep commenting in the middle of the travelings and saying, Hakshiva Laisha, meaning be afraid of Laish, meaning of Nebuchadnezzar's gonna come. Don't be afraid of the current threat of Sancheirev. So then now what was the basis to say that Laisha is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, because Nebuchadnezzar is referred to in Pesukim as Aryeh, as a lion. So, Midami, Hasam Ari, over there the term is Ari, Hachalayish, over here it's lion. So how can you tell me that that's referring to Nebuchadnezzar? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Shem Siyash Lavi, there are six names that a lion has. Elon, there are six terms that we find used for an Ari. Here are they. Ari, Kefir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, and Shachatz. Okay. Which means then, so now if you do the math, we started off by counting up from Sukkim, we had 12. Then we said, we'll take off Sali Kolech Baskalim, take out Baskalim. So that's down to 11. Then we said, take off Laisha, because that's really a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, so that's down to 10. Then we said, take out Aniyah Nesos, because that's just a reference to Yirmi Ben Chilkiah, which means that we're down to 9. And Rav Huna said that we had 10. So Sak the Gemara, so Frak the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, Batshuluhu, now you're missing. So the Gemara says, well, actually, in the list we had was Avru Ma'bara. So Avru Ma'bara, we said, meant Avru Ma'bara. They passed by Ma'bara. So we say, now it's not that. It's Avru Ma'bara. Tartini. Those are two different Masos. Okay. So those are the 10 Masos of Sancheirev. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. The Pasuk writes in Yeshaya, again, continuing. It says, Od Hayom Benov La'amod. So what does that mean? Od Hayom Benov La'amod. So Amar Rav Huna, Osa Yom Nishtayer Me'avona Shalnov. That day was the last day possible left from the iniquity of Nov. What's the iniquity of Nov? So the basic background is like this, right? This is the story with David HaMelech. When David HaMelech realizes that Shaul is out to kill him, so David HaMelech runs away. Where does he go? He goes to Nov Ir HaKohanim, right? So he runs to Nov Ir HaKohanim, and while he's there, he asks, Achimelech offers him some food, and he tells them, it's fine, don't worry, it's all good, you can give me food and stuff, and Achimelech gives him food. And then what happens is Doeg HaAdomi tattles on Achimelech, and he says that David HaMelech was over here, and Achimelech gave him food. So, as a result, Shaul HaMelech has him wipe out the entire city of Nob. So now we're saying that day, in other words, the day that Sancheirev arrives at Yerushalayim, that was the last day possible for there to be payback for that maisa that happened with David HaMelech, that the entire city of Nob was wiped out as a result of David HaMelech's presence there. Okay, so now, again, so Amar Rav Huna, Oso Yom Nishtar Me'avona Shel Nov, that was the last day possible for there to be retribution for that ma'aseh with David HaMelech by noon. So Amri lay Kaldai. So the Kaldai, the astrologer, said to Sancheret, Yazal Ta'idna, if you go in right now, you'll be able to take them over. V'ilo, but if you don't, lo yichalkla, you're not going to be able to take over Yerushalayim. So Orchid Ebal, this Guye Bas, Sar Yomi, and a derech that would have been needed for traveling 10 days, at least Guye means to go, right, or to walk, or to travel in this case, that would have required 10 days of travel, Saga Bechad Yoma, he traveled, he went in one day. Kimatu Yil Yerushalayim, when they reached Yerushalayim, Shadu Le Bistarki, they threw down carpets, Ad the Salik, the Yasev Me'ilvi Shura, or Tura. Until he went up, Ad the Salik, until he was able to climb up onto the carpets, the Yasev Me'ilvi, and sat on top, Tura, or Shura, on top of the rope. Ad the Chazu Le Kula Yerushalayim, until he could see and scout out all of Yerushalayim. Ki Chazye, when he saw it, Yizuter Be'ene, it was small in his eyes, Amar, he said, Halah da he, Karted Yerushalayim, this is the city of Yerushalayim that Allah erdishes kol mashergasi, that my whole army rushed in for, v'Allah kavshis kol medinse, that I've conquered the whole Medina. Halo ki ze'ira, it's small, v'choshem mikol krachi amamaya, smaller and weaker than all the other nations. The kavshis b'tekuf yadi, that I've already conquered by the might of my hand. Allah, v'kam umeinu b'reishis. So he got up and he waved his head, Movil umaisib yade, and he shook his hands dismissively al tor base mikdasha, towards the mountain of the base mikdash, the betzion, the al azarta de Yerushalayim, and towards the azar of Yerushalayim, dismissively saying, we can take this down. This is no big deal. So Amrile, they said to him, nishdi be yada ha'idna, should we throw our hands at it now? In other words, should we attack now? So Amrile, he said, no, tamisu, you guys are tired. Lemachar aisuli, no, don't worry. Everyone will just come tomorrow. We'll dismantle the wall one by one. Every person will come and take one brick down, and we'll be good to go in no time. So miyad, what happened? At night, vayotza vayitzi malach Hashem vayach b'machna shur meyo ushmonim b'chamisha elef 185,000 people were smitten by that malach v'yashkima b'boker v'inei kulim pagar misim, and they were all dead. Okay. Amar Papa. Bas Dina, Bas is over here, doesn't it's not a daughter, it means Bas Dina. Bas, like we're going to have it in a couple of also. Bas means like to stay overnight, or to lodge overnight. So Bas Dina, a din that's left overnight, Batal Dina, is a din that's Batal. Okay. Alright, so now the Gemara continues. Once we brought up this Nov story, the Yishbi Benov, Asher Bilide Harafa, so Yishbi Benov, we'll see what that is in a second, who was from the children of Harafa, right? That's the Gemara Sota. Either her name was Arpa, and they called her Harafa, or her name was Harafa, and they called her Arpa. Umishkal Keno, Shalosh Me'os, Mishkal Nechoshes, and the weight of his spear was the weight of 300 copper pieces. So obviously he was a fairly strong guy. Vehu Chagor Chadasha, and he was girded anew. In other words, the way Rashi explains, he had like new armor. The Yomer, and he said, "Lahakosas David." He wanted to kill David. Okay, so now what is this? Ma'iva Yishbi Benov. What's this Yishbi Benov? So the Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Ish Shebal is Genov." He was the person who's coming because of the matters of Nov. What does this mean? Amar Le'akash Baruch Le'Dav. And Masayia Avon Zet Taman Biyatcha. For how much longer is this Avon? Is this iniquity of yours going to be stowed in your hand? Ayodcha neherga Nov Irakonim, through you the whole city of Nov of the Irakonim was wiped out, was killed out. Val Yodcha Nitrat Doegadomi, and because of you, Doegadomi is Nitrat. The Adam explains what that means, is like we have in the Mishnah, that Nitrat Doegadomi is one of the people who lost his Chedek in Olam Haba. And why did he lose his Chedek in Olam Haba? So that was as a result of that Maisa where he tattled on David and Achimelech, and it caused the whole city to be wiped out. And through you, Shaul and his three sons were killed in the Muhammad. So how much longer is this going to be stowed, or how much longer is this going to hang around unaccounted for? So the Gemara says, Ritzomcha Yichla Zarach, Zarkash Bokh says to David, Ritzomcha Yichla Zarach, do you want that your children should be wiped out, or Timas or Biad Oyev, or do you want it to be that you should be handed over into the hands of the enemy? So Rabbanav, he said, before him, Rabban Shalom, Mutav Emser B'yad Oyev V'lo Yichle Zariyah. It'd be better that I be handed over into the hands of the enemy than my kids be wiped out. So Yom Echaz, one day, Nafak L'skor Bazar. He went to Skor Bazar, which Rashi understands is a place, it's like a village. The Marsha explains that that means L'skor means to trap, to hunt. Bazai are like birds or some sort of animal. So when I wanted to go hunting, Asa Satan, a Satan came to Itmile Kitabya and appeared to him like a tzvi, like a deer. Hasak Bei Gira shot an arrow at it, Volomati, but it couldn't reach the deer. So Mashche Ad Deimtie La'eretz Plishtim. So Mashche, the deer led him Ad Deimtie La'eretz Plishtim, until he caused him to go all the way, to reach all the way to the Eretz Plishtim. Kirchazye Yishbi Benov, when Yishbi Benov saw him, Omar, he said, I knew hide the Katle, the Galeis Achi. This is the guy who killed Galeis, my brother. So Kafse, so Yishbi Benov tied up David Amalach. Kante, he literally, Kante is like Kmatma, wrinkles. Kante means he folded him up, he shmushed him up. Asve, Vishadi, some have Asve, some have only Shadye. So he took him, he placed him, he threw him. Tuse Beibadya, underneath the base Chabad, underneath the olive press. It's Avalei Nisa, a miracle happened. Macha le'ara metuse. Macha is like softened, so macha le'ara metuse, the land, the ground softened beneath him. So hainu desiv, and that's what it means in the Pasuk, when it says, tarchiv tza'adi tachtoi, tza'adi like my stance, my step, widened beneath me, velo ma'adu karsulai. Karsulai are my ankles, and my ankles didn't like give way, didn't falter. So ahu yoma, apanya demal shabbat. That day was Erev Shabbos. Avishai ben Tsruya, that was the general for David Malach's army, have a kachayit reshe, he was rubbing his head, like a chayif, like we have, or like washing his hair, like we have it, like in Israel, like a chafifa, right? It's, when they ask you, when the barber's on, if you want your hair to be scrubbed and washed. So, bedal garvi demaya, that he was scrubbing his hair, he was washing his head in four barrels of water, with four barrels of water. Chazinu kisami dam, and suddenly he saw spots of blood, stains of blood. Some say that what he saw was asa yona, that a dove came, itchav kamei, and was like hurting itself in front of him. So Omar, so Avishai said to himself, Knesset Yisrael, l'yona imsila. I know that the Knesset Yisrael is compared to a yona, imsila, like a lashon of mashal, right? So they are compared to a yona. Shenamar, as we know, kant v'yona nechpa b'keseth. So Shema Minah, David and Malka, the Yisrael, so must be that David, the Melch Yisrael, is B'tzar Rashari. He is in Tzar. So Asala Beise, so he went to his house, meaning to David's palace. Lo Ashkechi, he saw that he wasn't there. And they add in over here that, where did it go? Sorry. Shara Lebei Midrasha, Lo Ashkechi, so he sent to the base Medrash, and he couldn't find him there. So Amar, he said, so now, we know that the mission in the second parak of Sanhedrin says, Ein roch v'nal suso ben yosh v'nal ki, so you're not allowed to ride on the king's horse, or you're not allowed to sit in the king's chair. Ve'ein mishtam shiver shavito, you're not allowed to use his scepter. So, b'shasa sekanam, we'll see what was he asking over here. He wanted to use David's mule. So, asa shal be medrasha, so he came to ask the base medrash, what's his charm? I'm allowed to use David's mule in order to go rescue him. So Amrulay, so they said to him, Shasa Sakana Shabadam, there's no problem if it's a Shasa Sakana. So Rachve the third day, he rode his donkey, his mule, the Kamazal, and he went Kovzole Aaron, he had a Kvitza Zadarach. So behind the Kamaski, as he like we had before, as he was going, as he was traveling, Chazye Le Arpa Ime the Havas Navala. He saw Arpa, his mother, meaning Arpa, not his own mother, the mother of Yishbi Benov, the Havas Navla, who was spinning. So Ki Chazise, when she saw him, Pasakta Lepilche, she snapped her spindle. Shadse Ilve, she threw it at him. Sarva Lemikle, she thought that she could try to kill him. So, but she did. It landed in front of him. Instead, Amrle, so she said to him, Elam, young lad, I see Li Pelech. Bring me my Pelech that's on the floor now. So Paske Beresh Mocha Vakatla Uktala. So he took it, he threw it at her head, and he killed her.
When you said spinning, you meant like
Yes. Not that she was spinning like pirouetting. I mean that she was spinning like using a spinning wheel. Yeah. Sorry, I should have. Yeah, should have moved on real quick. Okay. So Kadkazi Yishbi Vinov. So when Yishbi Vinov saw that Avishai ben Tzrui showed up, Amar, he said, Hashta Havu Bei Train. Now there are two guys against me. The Kaklun, and they're going to kill me. So Paske Le David Le Eila. So what he did is he threw David up in the air. The Dutz Le Le Rumche. He jabbed his spear into the ground. Amar, and he said, Nefel Allah Vinekto. So let David fall down onto my spear and die. So Amar Avishai Shem. So Avishai quickly said the Shem of Mepharash. Ukmi Le David. And David was stuck in between the heavens and earth. In other words, he was suspended in the air. So the Gemara asks, parenthetically, why didn't David himself say the Shem Hashem? Why did Avishai ben Tzrui have to say the Shem Hashem? So the Gemara says, "In chavish motzi atzmo mebeis hasurim." A person who's tied up, a person who's imprisoned, is not able to take himself out of his beis hasurim. Is not able to release himself from prison. Why not? So the Rashi explains it's because he was he wasn't settled. His mind wasn't settled enough to be able to say the Shem. Okay, so Amarle, so Avishai said, "My boys, Hacha, David Amalek, what are you doing over here?" So Amarle, so they're having this conversation while David's frozen in the air, and so Avishai says, "What are you doing here?" So Amarle, so David says back to him, "Hachi Amarle Kutchabrichu." No, this is what the Rabban Shalom told me. Ba'achi Ahadli. In other words, this was our deal. This is what he told me. And this is what I responded, and this is what our deal was. So Amarle. Apach Tzlosav. He says, no, flip around your tefillah. Why? Barbarach Kira Lizvon. Barbarach, your grandson, Kira's wax, right? Lizvon should sell. In other words, your grandson should sell wax. Va'at lo tetzdar, rather than you being paid. In other words, let your grandsons deal with this instead of you having to deal with it. So Amarle, Yihach, so David HaMelech says back to him, if that's what you want me to do, so sayabai dan, you're going to have to help me out. So hainu d'chsiv. So that's what it means in the pasuk of Yazer lo Avishai ben Tzrui, that Avishai helped him. What does it mean that he aided him? He saved him. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav she'azro b'tfila. He helped him with tefila. Amar Avishai shem. So Avishai said the shem first, but after he brought him back down to the ground. Have a karadav basrayu. So Yishbi is now running after the two of them. Kimata kubi. When they reached a place called Kubi, army they said Kumbi, let's fight off this guy. So Kimata Beitrei, but then when they reached a place called Beitrei, Amri, they said, Beitrei Goryan Katlu Ala Aryeh, is it possible for two cubs, Beitrei Goryan, two cubs, Katlu Ala Aryeh will kill the lion? So Amrile, what they did is they said to Yishbi Binov, Zil Ishtakach La'arpa Imach Bekirva, go and find your mother who's in the grave. So Ki Ad Karu Lei, Shem and Ime, once they mentioned the name of his mother, that she had died, Kachash Chele, Chele is his strength, so Kachash Chele, his strength became weakened, he was debilitated, but Katlua, they obviously it's changed, okay, it's not Katlua, it's Katlua, they changed it to Katlua, they killed them, and that's the Pasuk, Oz Nishbu, Anshi David, Lo, Lamor, so after this episode, they swore to David, saying, Lo Teitzayodi Tanu L'machama, you can't go out to war anymore, Velos HaChabaz Nir Yisrael, so that the Nir Yisrael doesn't get extinguished. Just, there's a couple of really interesting things. So the Ben Yehuda asks, I don't understand, if David HaMelech was supposed to die, then why is it that the first time that Yishbi Binov sticks him underneath the olive press, that a nes happened? So he says like this. So the Ben Yehuda says, it's because the Ribbono Shel Olam, yeah, he wanted him to die, he just didn't want him to die like this. Why not? Because this is a form of chenek. If he would have been crushed that way, he wrapped him up, right? He wrapped him up really well, and you stuck him under there. And if he died through chenek, the whole world would say that he was being killed because of the ma'aseh b'sheva. So therefore, he couldn't die that way.
They're going to do Herod with a spear.
Yeah, isn't that because of the ma'aseh? And that makes a lot of sense because he caused the death of the whole Nobi Herod. Okay, fine. So let's hold here for a few minutes.
Wait, so does that mean that the ma'aseh like?